True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And a most pleasant evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. We'll be with you for the next hour talking University of Miami spring football. We're going to conclude our coverage of spring football. We had the spring game this past Saturday. So Don Bailey Jr. and I will take a look at spring football. Alex Dono joins us a little bit later on the show with a preview of Miami's first game, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. We'll get into all of that. And also, we'll take a look around the ACC as spring football has concluded around the league as well. So, for the University of Miami, this past Saturday on campus, another beautiful afternoon, great setting. Hurricanes put on their spring game, and some good stories developed out of that game. I think probably at the top, and you hope this continues. You never know how that works. But, Don, probably at the top, the most explosive player, I think, was the freshman Malachi Toney.
He really was, Joe, and it right at the right time, you know. And the good news is that Malachi has had a very good spring all the way through, and so has Ray Ray. And you have both those guys battling at that position, and you want that type of competition because it brings the best out of both of them, and you're going to need both of them. So for the entire season, they can complement each other. And, you know, if somebody gets worn out, because that position usually doesn't play an entire football game. So you're going to need really two guys at that spot. And when you have a lot of competition going back and forth, it makes everybody better.
Josh spoke with Ray Ray after the spring game. And Ray Ray, he's loyal to the program. He works hard. As far as I know, he doesn't complain. I think a lot of his enthusiasm can be contagious.
Yeah, it is. And, he's a great example. He's a young man that's from South Florida. He was recruited, I believe it was by Clemson, out of high school, and he ended up committing to Miami. And he's staying committed, and that's a good thing because it's going to pay dividends for him for forever, like it does for all the local guys that stay here. But he's gotten better, and the good news is he provides a great example for Malachi as far as work ethic goes. Because Ray Ray, since the minute that he stepped on campus, he has always been a guy that won't be outworked, and you see it paying off, and you see the opportunities that he's going to be given because of that.
Corey Heatherman, when he was at Minnesota, the now Miami Hurricanes defensive coordinator, when he was at Minnesota, he was top 10 in total defense. He was ninth in pass defense, ninth in scoring defense. Minnesota gave up fewer than 20 points in 8 of 13 games, and they were top 10 in red zone defense. And probably the play of the game in the spring game, the ball was at the 6-inch line, and any other time, Mark Fletcher scores. The ball was at the 6-inch line. I think Miami had three, or rather the offense had three cracks at it, and Popo Aguirre came up with, I thought was the play of the scrimmage. He nailed Fletcher right at the goal line.
He really did, Joe. And, you know, let's just go to Popo for a minute before we get to Coach Heatherman. I've seen him from the minute he walked in, and he's just, nobody's outworking him. And he's doing everything extra that he needs to do, whether it's his diet and the nutrition. He's getting extra work. He's in the sauna. He's doing everything that he has to do to maximize his potential. And what's nice about it is that he's almost custom made for Heatherman's defense. He's a powerful guy. And because Miami needs a big, strong backer. They need a guy that can take on the guard or take on the tackle and still make a tackle. And I think you're going to start to see that out of him. And he's developed nicely. And then, you know, as you mentioned, the goal line stand, that's personnel, but it's also the defense. And there was, you know, when you're down at that part of the field, you know, the intensity level changes, the angles change, the amount of field that the offense has to work with changes. And Heatherman had the answer. And to me, I want the defense to be dominant in spring football. That's always worked out for very, very good seasons, if that's the case. And we saw some dominance this spring.
Last year, Minnesota took the ball away 21 times. They had a ton of interceptions. On Saturday, Amari Wallace, Dylan Day, and Isaiah Taylor all had interceptions. We saw Dylan Day contribute on special teams a year ago. Wallace comes in. He's wearing 26. He knows the responsibility of wearing 26. I don't know how much he plays this year. I do know he's got a blue chip body and is a really physical player.
You know, Joe, I think when someone, and it doesn't matter who it is, because we've seen this happen now with the numbers, when someone comes in and takes a number of a legend, there's a responsibility to that. And I don't have a problem with these guys sharing these numbers or borrowing these numbers from the legends. But, you know, the responsibility comes with it, not with you. I mean, for somebody that age to have made some plays that he's made throughout spring is very encouraging.
The offensive line that started in the spring was Bell, Rodriguez, Brockemeyer, Cooper, and Maui Noah. Do you think that's the line we see going forward?
Well, you got a 12-game starter over the last 2 years is McCoy. I think he started 11 games for Miami last year, and he's been out. He was out in spring, and it's going to be hard to keep him on the bench. You know, when you go into the season, you know, the question I'll ask towards the end of August is to Coach Mirabal is, who's the 10? You know, and you hope he gets to 10. Right now, I think he's at 6, or he's probably at 7 or 8. So Miami will need to develop another 2 offensive linemen because you want to roll into a season with 10 guys. And I think McCoy was not there in the spring. He will be in the thick of it in the fall. And they will have competition this entire offseason, and competition will go probably up until 10 days before that Notre Dame game. So I think, you know, this having Brockemeyer here, he was a pleasant surprise. And, you know, he came from a football family. Heck, his dad, I think, was in the league for 9 or 10 years. And he was at Alabama and got some excellent coaching there. And then he made a move from Alabama. Then he comes to Miami. And he's going to allow he has stepped in and is exactly what you want for that position.
Despite being stopped on the goal line, I thought Fletcher looked good in the spring. I thought Lyle also looked good in the spring. And then in the game on Saturday, the freshman Pringle, you can see where he kind of reminds me of where Lyle was a year ago at this time. But I think Pringle is going to position himself to get an opportunity to contribute to this team in the fall.
Yeah, no, I think so. And let's be honest about it. They might need to go get another back if they can. You know, you'd like to come into the fall with 5 guys. Now, you know, they're going to do, Miami's going to offer, Shannon Dawson's going to do a great job of making sure guys get carries. They're not selfish with that. And I think that Coach Merritt's done a phenomenal job, the running back coach, of making the players understand that we're not going to burn you out. We're not going to run up carries on you and make your life difficult and beat you up. And you're going to need all these backs during the season. And what I like about them is that they all create different issues for the defense, but they're also, all of them are well-rounded enough to where they can do everything. And for the younger guys, the most important thing is how do they handle pass protection? And if they have the confidence of Shannon Dawson and Coach Merritt on that, then they'll be fine.
The transfer portal opens up again this week. Mario Cristobal says it's open all the time, which I understand what he is saying about that. I do think that it is going to be worth watching Emery Williams. He has sat for 2 years. This is year number three. He knows he's the backup right now behind Beck. He's hired another agent. He's hired an NIL agent. That's what people are saying. People need quarterbacks. So I wouldn't be surprised if something happens there with Emery. I don't know what his thinking is. I know he's got great leadership in his family. So we'll see what happens with Emery Williams. And that being said, I did think that Luke Nickell did a lot of good things in the spring game.
Luke Nickell did a whole bunch of good things during the spring game. Now you got to realize, you know, was it against the threes and was it against the twos? But there's no question that Luke Nickell will play at a high level in college football. I believe that. As far as Emery Williams goes, I believe that Emery Williams I look at it this way. If he's going to hire an agent, he's going to go see what his worth is and test the market, I guess is how they look at it these days. And that's a part of the business. But there's also another side of it. You know, Emery Williams came in and he'll be going into his third year. And let's say how it works out, how it's supposed to. Carson Beck is the starter. Miami wins a bunch of football games. He goes and gets drafted in the first round. And now you have a battle a year from now on who's going to be the starter. Well, wherever you go, if you're Emery Williams, no one's going to crown anybody the starter. There's always going to be competition. And Emery Williams, if you're trying to grow into an NFL football player at the quarterback position, what can be better for you than you sat behind Tyler Van Dyke and then you got a year behind, hopefully, the first pick in the NFL draft in Cam Ward? I know and you know that I saw the influence Cam Ward had on Emery. I see his personality has changed. I see the way that he runs the huddle. I see the way he runs the offense. It was helpful for Emery to be around Cam. Now you have Carson, who he learns from Carson. And now how bad is it, Joe? You and I grew up around this deal, and I played in this deal where the quarterbacks were stacked up. You know, it's the Kelly, it's the Vinnies, Kelly, Bernie, Vinny, you know, championship wins. And that's the way. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's money involved these days and there's patience involved and it's easy to transfer and this and that. I honestly don't know what's going to happen. I'd like to see the young man stay. I'd like to see him continue to get better. I appreciate what kind of player he is. I know that the team respects him. And I'd like to see him develop into a great quarterback.
Well, I think what happened at Tennessee, that is going to have a trickle-down effect on how a lot of people, especially quarterbacks, think during the offseason. The guy for Tennessee went through a holdout. Now, they had a breakup there with Tennessee. So we'll see what happens with Emery Williams. I'm with you. I hope he stays and continues to develop. but I won't be surprised which direction it goes. If it, whatever direction it goes, I'm not going to be surprised. When we come back, Don and I will talk more about spring football, also dive into what's going on or what happened in spring around the ACC. Plus, coming up on the show, Alex Dono with a preview of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. They had their blue gold game or their blue game on this past Saturday, and they are in the on-deck circle for the University of Miami. So much more Hurricanes football coming up. All right, let me talk to you for a moment about Williamson Cadillac. Ed Williamson, his lovely wife Carol, of course, the general manager Jeff Rogers, Jermaine Chambers over there, and Reggie, he can get anything done for you. Williamson Cadillac, nobody does it better when it comes to customer service. That's why they've been in business for over 50 years, and they treat their customers like family. They stay focused on the customer experience. That's why customers go back to Williamson Cadillac time after time after time. Now, whatever you're looking for when it comes to a Cadillac, they have the entire family of Cadillacs available. The CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, and the all-new electric Lyriq. Whatever reason you want to go out for a drive. If you want to drive for performance, you want to drive for range, or you want to drive to make a grand entrance, or you want to drive in comfort, it's all at Williamson Cadillac. Easy to find Williamson Cadillac, located on US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You can go online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com and check out the entire inventory. If you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle, you want to get the most out of customer experience, then you got to go to Williamson Cadillac for your new Cadillac. Williamson Cadillac, Williamson is Miami.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.